Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your missed call for Home Care Services. How can I help you?
Are you located at 101 Eastern Road in the mall?
This is 1 Winding Drive. It's a home care agency by the name of Family First. Did you need help?
No, I'm looking for the one that's in 101 Eastern Road.
Are you happy with your services, ma'am?
I haven't gotten it yet. I'm working on it now.
Would you want me to assist you? We're number one
it's
right
going-
now in the county.
Right, I don't. Okay, it's in-home care.
Yeah, we provide in-home care.
Hey, listen, I was working with an agency, and
okay.
we went through the broker. We went through the
okay.
brokers.
Okay.
They was on the behalf of me talking with the brokers.
Okay.
I got everything. The last thing I was waiting on was the welfare department to,
okay.
You know, go with my income. And then they said that would have been it, and that would have got my hours. So in the meantime, I'm not hearing nothing back from them. But in the meantime, they're telling me, because I said I'm working, I'm getting two agencies, one for part-time, I mean, one for the weekend and one for the whole week. And they said, well, we don't want to do that because if you're not going to pick us, you know, we're doing all this, we can't work with you. And I'm saying, no, I can have two agencies by month. I'm giving y'all the majority amount of the hours, and I'm giving someone else the weekends. And they're only 8 hours on the weekend. That's it. The rest of the hours is for you guys.
That's horrible. Why wouldn't they just, they should
I
just assist you. That's stupid.
Wait a minute. They did. They got up until the end. So they feeling like if we continue to assist you, you're going to not be with us and you're going to go with them. And I explained to them, no, I'm not. So I had two agencies before. I did this as a favor for someone.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours on the week, four hours on Saturday, 4 hours on a Sunday helping them. No, for real, mm-hmm. to be honest, even though they came and assist me. But all the other hours went through the agency, period. It went
right.
to y'all. So. Why are y'all concerned? But listen, now it got to the point that that's the last thing I needed. I haven't heard from them, and they stopped calling me. So
well,
they feel like if I don't.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That's good that they stopped calling you because you're not binded to any agency. And if they're not willing to assist you at the level that you need, then you need to boot
right.
them out the way because that's not how it works. It's you're
well,
in control
I
of your care plan.
Exactly. I was surprised that why would y'all think that I would let y'all do all that and on my behalf and then get rid of you? They're not
that's
understanding,
horrible.
And they don't get it. I say, I'm not going to, I'm going to be with you guys because that's why I picked. They think that I'm going to get it and, you know, give them all the hours and just give them the eight. And I'm saying, no, I did this before. I did this a couple of years ago, so I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
You don't
I,
need
I,
them. You there's thousands of agencies in the state, and you could choose
that.
Anybody. Yeah.
Right. I understand that. But I'm looking at the closest because, okay, like you said, where you're located.
We are 1 Winding Drive right in Philadelphia. But everything is done over the phone, and then they do the intake in the home. Yeah.
Right. So
it
what
easy.
I'm saying is if you was to call, they call you on the behalf of me. You understand? You call the brokers. Do y'all guys do that? Because that's what they did for me.
Yes. We call the – you. Yes, I
right.
put you right in contact with the broker and everything. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let me check to
so,
see what you have. Maybe you already have your hours approved. Let me see.
Well, when open. They tell me if I did –
let me see. Let me see what you have. Let's check.
Why wouldn't they tell me if I did?
I'm going to tell you right now. Let's see what you have. Hold on.
That's crazy.
Did Maximus come out and do the assessment already? Because
they
have to do
every,
their assessment.
They did all. They did. All right.
Well,
I'm
let me see
you.
If there's a waiver in place for you. What's your first and last name?
Lily Pope.
L-I-L-L-I-E.
Last name P-O-P, like the Pope.
So L-I-L-L-I-E. 1 second.
Right.
L-I-L-L-I-E and Pope, P-O-P-E.
P-O-P-E, like the
And
Pope.
What's your date of, well, your date of birth?
8-7-1960.
Leo, my son was born the 8th. 1970, you said?
8-7. Yeah, 1960.
1960. Sounds so young.
Right.
Leos are very good people.
Yeah, we are. That's what
Great
I've been
hearts. Lily, L-I-L-I-E, Pope, P-O-P-E.
No, L-I-L-L-I-E. L-I-L-L-I-E.
Yeah, I did that. And then the date of
okay,
birth is 08-07-1960.
Right, right.
Nothing is populating for you.
Really? So how would
At
you
all.
Not know
Give me your social. Give me your social.
Okay, 191.
191.
50.
50.
41.
41.
38.
38. If Maximus came out already and did your assessment.
Everybody did all that, and I paid.
Your Medicaid is inactive. No.
But just listen to what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
I listened. The last thing I'm supposed to get was from the welfare people. Yeah, mm-hmm. I gave them my income, all that. Now, the welfare people contacted me. They said, look, you're eligible. Only thing we got to do is hear from the people that need your information so we give you hours. Yes, they did. That was the last step.
All right.
And I'm calling them. I'm saying, what happened? What's going on? Nobody called me back. I said, well, what's going on? I'm not understanding. What
right,
they
the
doing
with
my information?
Listen, the hell with them. What we're going to do is we're going to call. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't,
so what I
got to
do, start all over again?
No, you're not going to start over because you're going to call the broker and tell them, hey, what's going on? My Medicaid is still inactive, and the Department of Family Services is telling me that I'm already approved. Can you please tell me what's missing? Because the broker
is
the one.
What's missing is that I got you. The brokers told me I'm eligible. They say I'm the brokers told me I'm eligible. We had the meeting on the phone, and I gave all the information. I got a letter that says that I'm eligible. You got to wait on the welfare people. The welfare people got to tell you what hours and send out the information about your income, which we did that, and then they'll give you the hours. I don't know what's going on. All I know is they stopped calling me. I gave them all my information. I don't like that because I'm giving you my personal information, too. That's not – I don't like that, but I know what
they
have.
I'm going to help you, Lily. I'm going to help you. I'm going to get this straightened out for you.
I know where they located at, and I can go up there, and I don't want to go up there.
What's your address, honey? Just don't pay no mind to those people anymore. What's your address?
4426 North 8th Street.
Philadelphia, PA?
Mm-hmm, 19140.
And who are you assigning to your care? Is it a friend, family?
I was my daughter, but I'm not signing her now. I'm not signing her now. Mm-mm. She's got
who
on my nerves. I don't know. I'm going to have to get more from you guys.
Yep, I'm going to put not available at this time. If you do find anyone that you trust, you call me. For right now, I'm just going to put agency to staff you. Okay, would you prefer a male or a female?
A female, and age 50 and up.
Okay, I'm going to give you now what you need to do, okay? I need you to write down some information because I'm going to submit it right now. You're going to call that broker at 877-550-4227.
Let me put it in my phone, but listen to this. Don't you need that Harmony number?
No, I'm going to give you the exact, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, okay? And you're going to write it down, all right? You're going to call the broker. You're going to give them your Medicaid ID number, which you tell them that it's inactive, 00228405 40 is your Medicaid ID number.
Okay, baby, I got to type this in my phone. I'm not writing that down.
Let me know when you're ready, honey. I'm submitting the referral right now so that
I can't
somebody
find
can
the,
Hello?
And you could assign anyone to your care, any friend, family, trust, or loved one.
Wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. I'll get it. I'm not gonna remember that part. I'm not writing that down. I'm gonna find the pen, and the pen ain't gonna work. I already know.
Don't worry about it. Take your time, girl.
Okay, now should I have put you on speaker? I could hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want you to put Medicaid broker number 877.
Huh.
550-4227. Now I'm going to give you your Medicaid ID number. It's 00228-4-0.
Okay, let me ask you something. What do you mean Medicaid number? Where you get that from?
That's your Medicaid ID number. It's showing inactive.
Oh, I got that on my card.
I know, but I'm giving it directly to you because a lot of people lose their cards or they don't know it. So you have it.
Oh, no, I got my card.
All right. So you're going to call the broker. You're going to give them that number. Tell them that you're trying to apply for home care, that they're telling you that your Medicaid is inactive. But when you call DFS, they're telling you that you're active. So you need them to tell you, to give you a status update on your Medicaid. Now I'm going to give you the agency's information, okay? The agency is called Family First Care.
died. Who's that?
Family First Care.
Who's that?
That's us, Family First Care. My number is 267-551-7410.
And my
name is Jasmine.
Okay, and the 877-550-427.
Is the Medicaid broker. Is your Medicaid ID number.
And Medicaid ID status is update. Okay.
Status update, right. Tell them that it's showing inactive.
Inactive. Okay.
You want to know why? If DFS is telling you that you've been approved and you're active, what is missing? Something's missing. Either financial.
Oh, okay, because I've got Medicare.
No, Medicare doesn't pay for you to hire a friend
or
family.
And I got Medicaid, but I didn't know it was inactive.
Yeah, it's inactive. That's why I had to go in the system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. So now you're going to call these people and tell them, hey, what's going on? Why is my Medicaid inactive? What do I need to do to reopen my Medicaid? Because without that, we're sitting ducks. You're not going to get anywhere.
Right. Okay, I'll do that. All right. I'm on it.
All right? You're going to call me back and let me know what they tell
you.
I'm Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Yes, ma'am.
But that's the same lady I spoke with over at the other one.
That's good. That's very good.
Her name is Jasmine, yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay. And my name is Pope, P-O-P-E.
Miss Pope, I got you. Welcome to Family First. I'm going to be submitting the referral. Our coordinator is going to get a hold of you. When they ask you what's going to be your caregiver, just tell them that you need the agency to staff you for now until you determine if your daughter is going to be worthy of taking care of you.
Right.
Because you could always add her later on. Because you guys are going to make up. You guys are going to make up.
No, we're not.
You better.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.